शुक्रस्य धीमहि यन्नः सत्येन धीमहि सत्येन धीमहि सवितुर्वरम्
Sunday 25th at 7:30 a.m. was a puja for the first stone of the new law school buildings, which are starting to be built today. What is the meaning of the puja made for this occasion? Shankar gives us an answer.
Yeah, the puja is called Bhumi Puja. Whoever wants to build something, a hut or a big bungalow, they first get the permission from the elements as well as the nine planets. So that's what happened now. So people actually made the whole Bhumi, the mother, cold. Like here, making someone cool is they feel cool. Therefore, they pour the water. The neem leaves or the leaves that are connected to the local goddess, therefore they make the whole thing into a local goddess form. So they spray some neem leaf. After that, those nine planets are created on the bricks that are going to lay in the foundation. So now the nine planets were invoked, Lord Ganesh was invoked, and with the help of all these things we took the permission of the Bhumi, the mother, and we started digging the ground. So in future we believe that all these elements will hold the building and help people to prosper from that. So wherever it happens, a new start, this is what they do.
Sukhino bhavantu lokah samasta Sukhino bhavantu lokah samasta.
Amongst all the schools of Auroville, La School is from a new kind. To know why, we met two of its few students.
I'm Smithy. I was born and grown up in Auroville, studying in La School. I'm Shrishti, a student of Auroville since 4 years. This morning we had the laying of the foundation stone for a new building of La School, which is going to shift to the center, closer to future school in transition.
What does it represent for you?
The possibility that La School won't have the chance of being ignored anymore, as it will be in everyone's face. And possibly if it works out, that an alternative education is actually important in Orville, and that's the direction. Not that it should take, but that it should be looked at least.
What is that?
Well, it's a free progress school, which means that we are here to refine the skills that we already have. We aren't supposed to inculcate something that we don't. Yeah, and really widen our scope and learn as much as we can, and in every field that we can.
What are the subjects that you are studying?
With languages,
languages.
French, some of us have opted for Spanish, there's Tamil, there's Hindi, Sanskrit, there used to be Italian, then after we have English and math and science, which is mostly biology.
Why did you choose to go to law school?
I didn't exactly choose to come here. I mean, I came here, but it was just a chance that I landed up here. And yeah, I liked it and I decided this is what I want to do. But I didn't come here knowing what I was getting into.
I think our art program in law school is one of the most, well, one of the best programs we have in Oroville, because we have teachers who have taught for many years, who have a lot of experience, and it offers a wide range of possibilities in terms of not only painting and drawing, but sculpture, whether it's in wood, clay, even bronze, if you're interested, stone eventually. It really depends on the level of interest you have and which direction you choose to go in. We used to have glasswork, we have crafts. And I think all our teachers in law school are oriented more towards what the student wants to learn rather than teaching their own subject. Of course, you teach through the subject that you're given, but it isn't just getting the information across. You really go according to where the interest is. And I think law school is more of a center where anybody who's interested can come and pursue
whatever they're interested in.
I didn't want to say knowledge, so. What have you heard of Lasky?
Not so many things, actually. I don't even know what is really Lasky.
Why did you ask me this question?
No, because we've offered many times, I mean, as a school, it's offered many times to any young adult, Susanna, for example, who would be interested in coming and pursuing their own interests, even if, I mean, you work in Orville Radio, or, but if you had, I mean, you come as a model to our school, but, I mean, more than that, no? Coming for your own classes, to be a student and a teacher, this role of playing in between, would, and making a contact with people from outside. I wondered, I mean, we haven't had much of a reaction from people. Many people say, oh yeah, I'd be interested. It would be so great if there was a place and if there was a school where you could just learn whatever you're interested in. But not actually anybody turns up, so.
Vayam bhagavanta syama varam dehi tanushuna sarvameva shamastu.
What is free progress? What are the different type of education offered in Oroville? Why some people seem to ignore the solution proposed by law school and other free progress oriented school? This interview with Smiti and Srishti opened some questions that we will follow in another program.
Aham